Hello, welcome to another edition of Detroiters Think Big, a small business podcast presented by Rocket Mortgage. I'm your host, Devin O'Reilly, Director of Entrepreneurship at the Detroit Regional Chamber. And with me today is Dave Merritt. Dave is the owner of the Narrow Way Cafe and associate pastor at Straight Gate Church. Welcome, Dave.
How's it going? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, great. Great to have you here. Really interested to talk to you today and have you share your story and tell us about your business. So why don't we start where all good stories do at the beginning and kind of, you know, where what's your background and how did you come to, how did you come to start the church? And then how did that, you know, transform into Narrow Way?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot, but I'm gonna try to make it as succinct as possible. You know, my parents are such a big part of my life and have taught us all their children the importance and modeled the importance of serving others. And so everything that I get the blessed opportunity God has blessed me to be a part of is through that lens. How do we serve others? How do we use the gifts and talents that God has given us to just be a blessing? And so we started Straight Gate Church. My parents started it 42 years ago in the city of Detroit. We've been at our location on Grand River in Livernois for going into our 33rd year. And so the sort of Narrow Way story kind of came to be. Our bookstore was a little run down. People weren't buying what they used to buy and the way that they used to buy it. And we wanted to do something different in our bookstore at our location to build community. And we know what coffee can do for community. And so fortunate to have some relationships with some people over at Zingerman's. And we were like, hey, we want to start this cafe in our church. We know nothing about coffee. Can you help us? And the amazing people at Zingerman's were like, yes, we can show you the ropes and help you do it. And so we just went through this learning process to learn about coffee, learn the origin of coffee, what goes into it, how to serve people. We kind of took their manual and started the Narrow Way Cafe within our church, the Straight Gate and the Narrow Way. People immediately loved it. They loved the product. They loved the coffee. They loved the baked goods. They loved the customer service. And so we were like, man, it'd be nice to extend this level of service and this opportunity to the great people of Detroit. For the very first time, I had heard about Cuzzo's for a number of months, hadn't been there myself. And so I was like, man, I'm going to try Cuzzo's today. So we went over there and the line's like down the street. And I'm like, wow, we're going to wait here for this. And we did. And the food was amazing. And I walk back out and I see this building next to it that appears to be like nearly renovated, not white box, I would say, had a for lease sign on it. And I'm like, I look at the people and I'm like, hey, like, this is the Livernois Avenue of Fashion. Like this should be filled. And doing a little bit more research, there wasn't a coffee shop anywhere. So through that process, we were like, man, this would be a perfect place, a historic neighborhood, a historic street, that's on the rebound. But there's so many, neighborhoods and people, that have an affinity for this area of the city. We would like to get on the ground floor. We'd like to be with Cuzzo's, you know, in 5 to 10 years from now, we can look back and say, hey, man, look at what's happened to the Livernois Avenue of Fashion. And we were fortunate to open up in July of 2017.
That's awesome. It's such a natural combination when you actually think about it, you know, churches and coffee shops, each in their own way, they're pillars of neighborhoods. You know, every good neighborhood, every strong community needs a church and a coffee shop, and both are gathering places. So that's just a fantastic kind of marriage there. So talk about, you know, you've got obviously delicious coffee. I've been to Narrow Way. It's amazing. You've, you know, learned from some of the best at Zingerman's. But what makes Narrow Way a little bit different than your average coffee shop? What are some things that you do to enhance the experience and to make people feel like they're, you know, part of a community there?
I think the number one thing is us understanding that coffee is a byproduct of our overall mission. It's not the mission. We don't see ourselves in the coffee business. We see ourselves as a stress-free business. We understand the toll. We understand the weight of challenges that Detroiters face, whether that be starting a business, whether that be working in the COVID environment, whether that be being at home and nurturing children. We understand that stress that can be presented with those types of challenges. But we also understand that Detroiters juggle so much and do it with a grace and a spirit that we think is unparalleled. And so our entire vision and focus as a business is to take away stress. And so it doesn't just stop at the coffee. It's about when you walk in and you open that door and immediately about three baristas are going to yell at you, "Welcome to Narrow Way. How are you doing today?" It's that immediate, when you open that door, there's a difference between what you may have experienced on the outside of the door versus what you're going to experience on the inside of that door. You're going to feel at home. And so every area, every aspect of the business, from the seating to the coffee containers or the mugs, they're going to have stress-free on them. There's just going to be these messages for you to understand that when you are experiencing anything with Narrow Way, there's going to be a spirit there. There's going to be a grace there that is thinking about you, your importance, your worth. And at every aspect of our business, we wanted to scream to customers like they're worth it. Like they're worth us going to this extent to provide an experience for them that they won't necessarily find in other coffee shops.
That's great. So, you know, we have coffee, obviously. You mentioned some other food. What other things can people get from Narrow Way aside from your standard coffee? Amazing coffee, sure you're doing it. Thanks.
It's all good. We have a tremendous teas, line of teas. We have a tremendous line of smoothies that are custom. Like we create those recipes and get a great response from our customer base. So from a drink standpoint, you have your espresso-based drinks, you have your coffee-based drinks, you have your teas. We also do special drinks. Right now we have a peppermint white mocha drink that's seasonal for the holidays. It's just tremendous. You know, I'll let this be known, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I will drink that all day. That's just, we're getting a great response on that. We try to come up with very innovative drinks consistently so that people can look forward to coming in and trying something new. And then we have a tremendous assortment of baked goods as well. And then, as I said, that's food based, but we also extend that, right? So we just started a stress-free Java Club where customers can get a 12-ounce bag of our unique beans sent directly to their doorstep. And that's been going on for a few months. And we have a number of people, over 100 people signed up for that program. And then also we've been working on a new line of bath soaps and also exfoliant where we take our used coffee grounds and we turn that into an exfoliant to use on your skin. And it's a tremendous product, but that's the type of a thought process that we go to ensure that it's not just about coffee, but it's about your entire sort of life almost. How do we relieve stress in a sense?
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool to hear. And so, you know, with that, obviously, you know, we talked about how coffee shops can be that community space, that gathering space, but we can't do that right now. And so let's dive in a little bit to how you've weathered the storm per se, and what you've done and how you've operated in the last, you know, 8 or so months since the pandemic. And can you talk to me a little bit about kind of what your initial thought process is, you know, when you had to shut down initially, and then maybe, you know, how have you come up with some ways to continue to give that stress-free service that you're trying to kind of bestow on people, especially now. I mean, I think now more than ever, people really need that kind of de-stressor in their life.
Yeah. I know how tough it is and challenging it is for businesses because you are weighing multiple things. When, you know, profit isn't, again, when profit is a byproduct of your mission, I think it does make it easier to operate in this environment, right? It's first care for your employees, right? So I've got to take into consideration their well-being, their health, you know, forget whether I'm losing money or not. Like, we don't want people losing their lives, you know? So you've got to take that as a true consideration first and foremost. Are your employees taken care of? Okay, so then when you answer that question, and we couldn't answer that question, so we closed shop in March. So we closed for almost 4 months. We closed from March to July as, of course, a lot of information wasn't available and, you know, still trying to figure out how the virus spreads and what it spreads from and how contagious it is. So we didn't want to put, number one, our customers in harm's way, and we didn't want to put our employees in harm's way. So that's why we shut down. You know, when we started to get more information about how masks, you know, may prevent 70% of the spread, and you know, we could have social distancing, we have all these measures to mitigate the spread. Okay, now let's think about reopening, but let's sort of rethink how we can reopen, how we should reopen. And so even when we opened in July, when it was appropriate for restaurants to have people dine in, we didn't think that that was the right measure. And so we were very fortunate, and not everyone has this luxury, to have a garage door at our facility so that we could do Passover and we can do all of our transactions without people coming into the location. And so from July to sometime, I think in November or late October, we were simply opening up the garage door and doing all of our locations at our sort of window, in a sense. Our customers felt comfortable with that, most of them. And then from our employees, they also felt they felt more comfortable with that setup as opposed to people sitting in and them having to serve them and having to talk to them in sort of a close quarters. By even having that window open, having the air sort of circulate in and out of the facility, they felt comfortable with that. And so we've just been, you know, trying to create unique approaches to keep everyone safe, but us also to be able to serve people. And I can say that, you know, we've got to have a big appreciation for the support that we got over the summer. You know, just people were willing to come often, and it just really helped us weather the summer months. We just have a lot of appreciation for everyone that wanted to support not only businesses but businesses owned by Black people, and so that was huge. We also started that stress-free Java Club, you know, so you don't have to come in, we can send you your beans directly to your doorstep. Those are the things that we're trying to think of to keep things going.
Very good. All things considered, business has been okay. You've been able to kind of still have customers come. I assume you've got your regulars that probably see you almost daily, and then other people who you may have connected with for the first time during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it's had its challenges. It has its challenges now. don't want to make it seem like everything is rosy from a financial snapshot sort of profit and loss standpoint. But, you know, we've been fortunate to, you know, also get assistance from a number of grant programs that have helped us sort of weather the storm. Wayne County has been a big support. The DEGC and all the work that they're doing. We apply for every open application has received a narrow way application in it. We try to be one of the first ones to submit it. We have received some dollars to help mitigate losses. We have nothing to complain about. You know, it's trying, it's challenging, we're fortunate, and we feel bad for other businesses that may have not gotten grant assistance, or other business owners that have had to shut down. And so everyone's just trying to do the best that that they can. And we're praying for those business owners and those employees as well. So we're definitely not going to complain, and just try to do the best that we can in this environment.
Sure. So, you know, speaking of those, you know, you're part of a close-knit business community over there on the Avenue of Fashion. And so, you know, have you had a chance to talk to some of your neighbors, some of your neighbor businesses, and, you know, how are they doing? And, you know, are some being innovative and thinking of ways to stay open? How's the Avenue of Fashion doing right now?
You know, it's been trying. I'm sure some of the listeners are aware that we did go through a streetscape project in 2019, leading into 2020, just finished this year. To have this back to back is tough. You know, a lot of businesses, even in 2019, because of the streetscape project, you know, saw losses up to 50, 60, 70%. Because, you know, people were sort of avoiding Livernois because of the traffic and not having streets or sidewalks maybe leading up to their businesses. So that was tough. And then to come back in 2020, there was a lot of excitement. The streetscape's pretty much done. You know, it looks great. You know, hopefully people are going to be out and about. And then you have sort of this where, you know, it's just another challenge. I don't know if there's been as much communication. I think, you know, people are not siloed, but it's not like you just want to walk into other people's businesses and have long conversations with them. But I do know, even through the streetscape project, how resilient the people on Livernois are, and do whatever they can, and are thinking of ideas, thinking creatively. There were some even, you know, sort of socially distanced concerts throughout the summer, just like trying to find creative ways to get people comfortable walking on the street in a safe manner, still, you know, being able to take advantage of what these businesses offer, you know, but everyone's just trying to do their best.
Sure. And so, you know, looking ahead, you know, we will come through this in 2021. There are some cool things that, you know, I want to talk about, because there was a lot happening on the Avenue of Fashion. And like you said, I think I was at Narrowway this past January, and the street was beautifully, you know, newly done. Parking was easy. It was, you know, super simple to park over there. And it even looked like, you know, you guys could even have an outdoor patio space along Livernois. So, you know, let's think a little bit positively and talk to us about what you're hoping for. You know, next year, whether that be spring or summer, what are you looking forward to in terms of Narrowway in the future?
Yeah, we saw a glimpse of that this summer. It wasn't, you know, as normal as we wanted it to be, but just the ability to have that outdoor seating and the ability for people to bike and the ability for people to walk on nice sidewalks and have enough room to walk and do various activities. I really think that the future is bright on Livernois Avenue of Fashion. We're going to continue to, you know, build and offer more and more services, excited about more and more businesses being able to open and more amenities for neighborhood residents to feel that it's worth the trip and that they can spend multiple hours and do multiple things on the Livernois Avenue of Fashion. And so I do think, you know, on the other side of this, looking into the spring and summer, hopefully, is just people being able to take advantage of everything that the Avenue offers. And I think we'll look back a few years from now and just be like, man, that's a big transformation. And I can maybe consider the Livernois Avenue of Fashion similar to how I experienced at Woodward and Royal Oak and you know, similar streets in Birmingham. Like this is a place where I want to take advantage of, and I want to, you know, bring my family and you know, spend a day, spend an hour, spend nights, is the hope, I think, for the neighborhood and for the Liberty Avenue of fashion here in a few years.
Absolutely. It's a really great area, and there's some great homes in that area. It's really, you know, when Mayor Duggan talks about those, you know, walkable 20-minute neighborhoods, that's definitely one of them. Again, like we talked about, you can get everything from some amazing clothing from the Bartels and some chicken and waffles from the Bartels, and you can also get some great coffee. You really can kind of get everything you need and spend a day and a night shopping and eating and drinking on the avenue. So I know that you know, myself and a lot of us are looking forward to being able to do that again. So let's make sure, you know, we want to make sure people know about your business, and I think we've covered it where you are, but, you know, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of hours of operation, how people can come get your stuff and maybe even, you know, join the Java Club?
Yeah, really appreciate that. So we're at 19331 Livernois, right next to Cuzzo's. On the Livernois Avenue of Fashion, Livernois and 7 Mile. It's a beautiful spot. You mentioned, we have coffee, we have teas, we have baked goods. We take curbside. You can call in, make your order. We'll bring it out to you. We know, you know, it's a little bit colder outside, so maybe not want to get out of your car. We still can bring it out to you. We also have an app. You can find it by searching both the Apple and Google stores, Nearaway Cafe, which allows you to pre-order through the app, and we can have your drink or your order ready for you when you arrive. And it also acts as our customer loyalty program. And so each drink that you get from the Nearaway counts as a point, and every ninth point is free. So you get a free drink every ninth point that you have in the loyalty program. And you don't even have to use that as your pre-order. You can, anytime you even come in, we make sure that you get that point associated with your order. And then lastly, our website is thenarrowwaycafe.com, where you can order bags of beans, individual bag of beans during the holiday season. You can also get gift cards, which are definitely helpful for us to hold us over through the winter months. And then lastly, yes, that's the place where you can sign up for our monthly Java Club. You can order one of our roasts, or we can send you a very unique blend every single month. So every month you're getting something different. It can be from around the world, but it's kind of like a surprise. And every month you get it, and it's, you get to try something different that you didn't try or may have not tried before. But you can do that at our website at thenarrowwaycafe.com.
Very cool. That's awesome. So a lot of ways to connect with you, a lot of different offerings. It was great to have you on. Great talking to you. I hope for great things to come with Nearaway. You've done so great with it already. And I hope everybody checks out not only Nearaway, but the entire, you know, Avenue of Fashion. It's an incredible area. If you haven't been in a while, definitely go. Thanks, Dave, for talking with me today.
Appreciate you having me.